wake up, wake up, rethink the status quo. When you get your money right, then you're the one who runs your life. Come build a wealthy spirit with Sammy and Michelle.
We are always in heaven, but only thinking makes it otherwise. Byron Katie.
Wow, Sammy. You introduced me to that quote of hers because we've been getting into Byron Katie's The Work, and I really love it. It's funny how many times I catch myself a little bit miserable because I'm overthinking. Like, my surroundings are not the problem. It's the fact that I'm living in my head. And I think that can be true for so many people.
It's true. This whole idea that thinking is what causes us distress in most of our situations, it's so applicable in my own life. For example, on my recent plane flight, I was sitting there and I was feeling like my heart was not completely open. I felt a little bit closed. I felt a little bit unfriendly towards the people around me. And I realized this actually stemmed from a belief. And the belief was that my seatmate was judging me.
You know, I don't know why I always think the people sitting near me are judging me and whatnot. So I really like this example. And I'm excited to delve into it a little bit more and to share Byron Katie's The Work. It is so expansive, but we want to share a little niblet of it today because it was such a helpful framework to discover and dissolve negative or judgmental thoughts.
Let's get into it.
Since we're talking about planes today, I want to make sure we share our partner, AirHelp. Luckily, in that situation, Sammy, you didn't have any flight issues. But the thing is that a lot of times these days, if you fly, you run into issues. Sammy and I got grounded in Dallas. We had to stay overnight. There was a lot of problems going on. And to be honest, we're not really sure if there's anything we're guaranteed, if there's any compensation. When there's a weather delay, trust me, they don't want to talk to you in that moment. So something like AirHelp is so helpful because you can give them your information, you can give them your flight information, your boarding pass, and they will actually go, they'll talk to the airlines and see if there's anything that you get because of your inconvenience. The best part is that you only pay if they're actually able to get you some compensation. So I'm so happy to have a tool like that in our pocket, and I encourage anybody to check our show notes if this is a situation that you find yourself in, or if you're traveling a lot these days.
Back to today's topic, the work of Byron Katie. For those of you who have not heard of Byron Katie, she is a woman who, in her middle age, found herself depressed and in a halfway house, sleeping on the floor because she didn't find that she was valued enough to even deserve to sleep on the bed. She was at a very low place, multiple suicide attempts, suicidal ideations, feeling super depressed, having a difficult time in her relationships with her family, just feeling absolutely low. And when she was sleeping there on the floor, a cockroach scuttled across her feet and she woke up. And as she expresses it, she woke up so quickly that she didn't have time for her thoughts to start coming in. And she started laughing because she experienced bliss in that moment of tranquility before her thoughts came in. After that experience, she was completely transformed. She wanted to help other people get to that same realization and realized that ultimately what she learned in that moment was that her thoughts were what was actually causing her suffering.
I wonder, Sammy, if people in Charleston are so calm because they're so at peace with the cockroach is?
You mean the palmetto bugs?
Exactly. They already rebranded them as palmetto bugs.
They're like, they are not cockroaches. Only thinking makes it so.
We are in heaven.
With the palmetto bugs.
This is so interesting. One, because she's 43. She's pretty late in life. I mean, I guess, I don't know how many people are having epiphanies at like 19. God bless if you are. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting that she really had this like shift. And the thing about Byron Katie that I've noticed is that everybody, like these self-development people that we really love, Tim Ferriss, Tony Robbins, they will all casually mention Byron Katie's questions. And it's so funny because it's like, there's these four questions. It seems so simple. and yet they're so powerful. So I'm excited to talk about them today, Sammy, and hopefully give people a tool that I have found to be really helpful when all of a sudden a thought pops into my head. It's causing me a lot of grief, and I need to take a moment and actually think about what's actually happening.
So real quick, let's run through what those four questions are and the turnarounds, and then we'll use my example of being on the plane, feeling judged, to go through this work and see how it can be useful.
So when you are beginning and you're identifying, when you're beginning, you start with Byron Katie's questions. And first, you identify the belief. Then you ask yourself, is it true? Then you ask yourself, can you absolutely know it's true? Then, how do you react? What happens when you believe the thought? To wrap it up, who would you be without the thought? Those are the four questions. Is it true? Can you absolutely know it's true? How do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? Who would you be without the thought? After that, Byron Katie has you do these turnarounds where you start to flip the belief on its head. So let's say my belief is that my neighbors don't take their garbage out enough. I might think, I don't take my garbage out enough. My neighbors do take their garbage out enough. Things like that. So we'll run through an example and start to think about if there's a thought going through your head that might benefit from this type of examination. So Sammy, let's take a step back and go to the plane.
I had gotten on the plane and I had my big old backpack that is large but fits underneath my seat, and I got a cup of water with a straw, and I got a burger at the airport, and I had all this in addition to my purse, and I was just walking through the aisle and I came upon my seat. I was at my seat and I'm like, oh man, I have to figure out how to adjust all my belongings so that I can shove my ginormous backpack underneath the seat.
The downside of having a perfectly regulated airport backpack is that it is perfect to the size.
Yes.
Which does not leave a lot of space for other stuff.
It doesn't. But you know what? It does perfectly fit underneath the seat and it opens horizontally. So I'll put it in the show notes, because if any of you guys want it, it's like one of my favorite items.
You know, once again, we need to have like an affiliate link program or something. We don't. We just really love it. Me, Sammy, and my mom have it.
It's the best backpack. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, especially, you know, they charge you for the check bags now. I don't want to go down a negative, judgmental road, but this is a good way to avoid it.
So I see my seatmate glance over at me while I have all this stuff. She's probably worried I'm going to spill my water everywhere because it was precariously on the seat. I shove all this stuff in there. I see her with her just little cute purse underneath her seat, checking the bag, paying for the check bag. And I sit there and I think, my seatmate is judging me. And because of that, I felt closed. It wasn't an extreme situation, but I think it's one that we common experience. We're like, oh man, they probably think I'm crazy for having all this stuff. And that's what I was sitting in when I was sitting there.
So what's the belief, Sammy?
So my belief is my seatmate is judging me. And if you're doing this exercise with an example of your own, it's really important to sit in that moment where you're feeling the most of the emotion. So for me, it's probably like right after I put all my stuff away and I sit down that I'm like really sitting in the, you know, my seatmate must be judging me. I probably should have checked a bag, etc., etc. Mind going crazy.
So let's go to question one. Is it true? Is your seatmate judging you?
And in this one, there are only two answers that Byron Katie recommends, yes or no. And Ooh. You sit in what's true for you. And I would say with this one, my seatmate is judging me. Even that first one, I can say no. Is it true? No. I mean, maybe, but like, honestly, probably not.
Exactly, Sammy. And maybe sometimes you sit down and somebody says, that's a big bag.
Yeah.
Maybe then that would be a yes situation.
Or maybe they say, oh, you need some coffee with that cream? Yeah, that person's judging you. Are they judging you? Yes. Which brings us to the next question.
Can you absolutely know it's true, Sammy?
In this case, my seatmate is judging me. Again, I say no.
Mm-hmm. I always think this is an interesting one because especially when I'm in the heat of the moment, it's funny how is it true will be a kick yes. And then can you absolutely know it's true? And, you know, it varies depending on how direct the situation is. But a lot of times I'm like, no. Don't absolutely know it's true. But sometimes it's yes. If someone, again, in this situation had said, you packed a lot of crap, you might be like, yeah, this person's judging me. So to the next question. How do you react? What happens, Sammy, when you believe that thought? My seatmate is judging me.
So I'm sitting in this moment. I just sat down. I feel like she's judging me. I feel a couple things. I feel like I'm being watched. I feel like my heart, which often in the plane is quite open and loving towards all the people in the plane, but in this situation, my heart felt closed, not just to the person next to me, but towards everybody. I was just kind of like, meh, all these people on the plane. I just felt closed. I felt isolated. I felt judgmental, defensive. You know, there was going on. But you don't understand. I've been traveling so much and I didn't want to check it back. You know, I felt all these defensive responses in my mind while I was sitting there.
I totally relate to the inner monologue to my haters. The last question is, who would you be without the thought?
I imagine myself. I'm here thinking my seatmate is judging me. What if I just remove that thought from my brain? I just didn't even have that there. Then my heart would be open. You know, I have this seatmate next to me. I feel love towards them a little bit. You know, she's probably a good person. She's going to a similar place as me. I feel open towards the people next to me. I don't feel critical. I'm not defending myself in my mind. I'm just sitting there at peace. I'm content. And I'm able to enjoy the water and the burger that I just bought.
I want to stop here for a second, Sammy, and highlight once again, we are in heaven. In this case, literally in the sky. But only thinking makes it otherwise. This is a great example of that. We remove the thought and all of a sudden, it's as if you walked into this beautiful moment in a plane filled with people that you love. So we've done the four questions. Really great if you do this for yourself. I'll read through them really quick again. First, you label the belief. Then, is it true? Can you absolutely know it's true? How do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? Who would you be without the thought? Those are the questions. And I just want to say, if this is interesting to you, Byron Katie has a whole podcast where she goes through this exercise with people. And it's so mind-blowing how people will come in angry, really convinced and dedicated to this judgment or negative thought that they have, and in the end oftentimes end up in tears. I have ended up in tears.
Byron Katie even says that sometimes she's vomiting because she's releasing so much.
Wow. So now for the turnarounds. I love these turnarounds, Sammy.
Me too, Michelle. The turnarounds for me, it's crazy how insightful they can be, because literally they just feel like playing with diction. Like, you're just rearranging some words. You're just mad-libbing things. But then you come up with these great insights. And it's insane to me that just changing some words around in your head and sitting in that belief can really bring about insights and clarity and the realization that your thoughts are what are causing your problems.
Words are spells.
Words are spells.
So let's show an example with this situation. We had our belief. Your belief, my seatmate is judging me. What is an example of a turnaround?
One turnaround could be, my seatmate is not judging me. And they want you to think of usually at least three examples of how this is true. So one, my seatmate could just absolutely not be judging me. She could have been minding her own business and not even noticed me come in. And she could have just looked over because there is motion on the left side of her visual field. And so she naturally looks over and sees me. But maybe she had no judgments.
I like that one.
Maybe she actually judged me positively and thought, oh, that's a cute and very functional backpack that you have that can carry a lot of belongings. And I am surprised to see that it fits underneath the seat.
I got to go to Amazon.com and get myself one of those backpacks.
What's the brand name? She could be not judging me because she's worried about her own problems in her own mind, thinking maybe this girl's thinking my bag is too small.
True.
And maybe she's thinking positively about something completely unrelated to the situation at all.
What's another turnaround we could do?
So from my seatmate is judging me, we could turn it around to I am judging my seatmate.
Ooh.
And I almost don't want to admit this.
Uh-oh.
But I was judging her.
Oh, you know what? When you're pointing your finger at somebody, you're pointing three back at yourself.
I'm not going to lie. It happened. You know, there I was. I had all my bag drama. And I was like, yeah, because I'm trying to save some money on this checked bag. Because I'm a frugal. I could have a frugal shirt. I have a podcast, Build a Wealthy Spirit, about saving money and investing. Highly recommend. And here she is. Expensive bag. Nails done. Clothes are cute. She just looked like the picture of consumerism to me. And I'm like, she's probably drowning in debt, you know? I was going on. I thought maybe she had poor money management. There was actually quite a bit of thoughts that were going on in my mind.
I'm happy you admitted that, Sammy, because I really think that a lot of times when we're feeling judgment, either that triggers judgment or it's because we're judging somebody else. And that... Look, that's the ugly part of the turnaround. Sometimes you find out some stuff about yourself that, hey, you know what? Actually, no judgment even. It's about recognizing it. It's about recognizing it and being like, okay, this is actually a possibility here.
And when I realized that I was judging her about her being potentially consumeristic, I went through an exercise where I tried to envision a scenario where she wasn't. Maybe she has... you know, a few million dollars, and paying for cute bags and getting her nails done makes her happy. And of course, she's going to check a bag if she has disposable income. That's an appropriate and rational use of your money. Or maybe she does have poor money management and she would love to know how to manage it better, but she doesn't have the resources or access. In that case, she's just like me like 5 years ago. And I really shouldn't be judging her for that. If she is managing her money poorly, it's only from a place of ignorance.
True. Maybe she's taking care of her grandma. She's flying home. She has very few things that bring her joy anymore. And this is also putting her into debt.
No, that's a good example. It just like got really dark.
We're laughing because it's awkward. I mean, it's true. I don't think everyone has to be in a bad situation for you to not judge them. But it's true, right? I mean, the truth is we literally cannot know. You literally cannot know.
And whatever she's doing for valid reasons. You know, nobody does things for no reason. So she has her reasons for doing her things. So I really appreciated that, yes, I was judging her. And then I took away those judgments and I felt a lot of compassion for her because she could be me in the past or she could be me in the future. And I could really see that in that moment.
You know, I think airports, airplanes, they are a trap for judgment because you're just so many people. And, you know, when you go as early as we do, you really can watch so many of them. And to be in total bliss and non-judgment, very difficult sometimes. Mm-hmm. Very difficult. Though I do think airports are like great karma machines because you like see someone like running and you're like, oh, they're running. Like they are missing their flight. They came late. And then like my connection will get short and I'm like running myself and I'm like, it's me.
Yes.
I'm the person.
Or you see them run and you're like, I hope you make it.
That's what I like to think.
And other good karma comes to you.
See, all these things we're learning about ourselves in this one exercise.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So any other turnarounds?
I'm judging myself.
Oh,
I remember saying this one in my head and being like, duh. Yeah, I'm judging myself. Okay, I'm the one who's like, dang, why didn't I get a bottled water instead of the, I paid 25 cents only for this plastic container, but now it can potentially spill everywhere. Plus, I bought this burger. None of this fits into my backpack. All of this stuff is everywhere. I should have just checked a bag. I'm literally causing chaos in this aisle right now. If I spill this water, the chaos will be even bigger. And yeah, so I was judging myself. The only reason I even had the idea that somebody would judge this scenario is because I had thought it in my own head first.
This turnaround, very powerful.
Yes.
I am judging myself. That's a tough one to realize.
Yeah, it is tough, but it's usually true.
Okay. I love these, Sammy, because when we look at the turnarounds, I love little logic puzzles when I was a kid, and it reminds me of propositional logic, which is like, if P, then Q. If not P, then not Q. If not Q, then P. And that's how I think about these turnarounds. Whenever we're running this exercise, I just imagine little P's and Q's.
Takeaways!
Takeaways from this episode. Totally side note. Our friend Harris has been making videos, hyper-focus, and she, in her last one, did a little takeaway, and I loved it so much. And she was like, I get it from Michelle and Sammy's Build About the Spirit podcast. All right, into our takeaways.
So my big takeaway doing this exercise is that my thoughts, my own judgments about myself, were really what was causing my suffering. And going through that exercise just completely lifts me of those thoughts, because then I can see them for what they are, and I can see them as just thoughts rather than actual parts of my reality, which can release them from me and help me live in a peaceful and content way.
Yes, and Byron Katie has worksheets on her website. She has her podcast. This is a really powerful exercise. And the reason we wanted to share it is because I think with so many things we talk about, this is so relevant. Like, one of the things that can really help you grow as a person, whether it's your personal finance, whether it's personal development, whether it's just being a better person in general, person, is removing that judgment, not only of others, but also of ourselves.
And also, Michelle, I'm a firm believer that what we believe becomes reality. So by evaluating our thoughts and taking out these ones that are really not serving us, we create a more positive reality where we're also bringing in more positivity. And you might think that's woo-woo, but I actually have an example of this with this story. I released myself of this fear that my seatmate was judging me. And then at the end of the flight, we were in the JetBridge line because they had this JetBridge valet checked bag scenario where you now send your bag and then it immediately gets returned to you as soon as you get off the JetBridge. And literally there's like a mob of people just waiting for their bags. And I'm worried the JetBridge is going to fall down from all the chaos going there.
Sammy's consistent fear about bridges.
Anyway, she was behind me. And other people were trying to get ahead so they can meet their connection. And she was like, oh, that's okay. You can go ahead of me. My next gate is actually right next to this gate. And mine was actually also right next to this gate. And I was like, where are you going? She was also headed to Charleston. A fellow neighbor. And how kind of her. What a kind person who just lets everybody cut in front of her just so they can get to their flight. And they weren't even asking to do that necessarily. They were just looking for their bag urgently. And she was waiting so patiently in the line. And I'm like, this is a nice person who is definitely not judging me. While I was judging her and also myself. And I was really happy that I lifted those thoughts and was able to have such a positive opinion of her that we could have a dialogue together.
That's beautiful, Sammy. And it's so true. I think that when we give love, we can receive love. And we also create a loving environment. You know what? I don't think that it's a coincidence that after doing that exercise, she had received that love. That might be woo-woo. I'll take a woo-woo points for that one, but I believe it.
Community time!
Before we say goodbye, it's our community time. I want to say, Sammy, our friends in Charleston, Jackie and Sarabin, separately mentioned Byron Katie. They talked about how much her work helped him. And for me, I was like, oh, I've heard about Byron Katie. And then you really deep dived into her work. Like, you've been Byron Katie-ing everything.
Oh, yes. I've been Byron Katie-ing like every single scenario. And she highly recommends doing a worksheet for everything that happens. She even has an app. It's $1.99. You don't have to get the app. It's free on her website too. But on the app, you can just type in everything for the answers. Highly recommend.
$1.99 or $199?
It's just $1.99, I'm pretty sure. I also want to shout out some other great people from Charleston who listen to our podcast. We got a great community here.
Yes, actually, a lot of them listen to the podcast and tell us about it, which we love. Feel free to keep telling us.
Harris and Paul sent a message teasing me about our previous episode where I said I would not be able to hang out until April 2025 because of my student loans. And they actually reminded me that I was planning on continuing to have no life for another year. And I'm really glad that I did not do that. So thanks for shouting that out and reminding me that I made the right choice not to wait until my student loans are forgiven to take a little break from work.
I also appreciated that they had concerns about you tracking your spending on a Google Doc. I'm glad other people are wondering about this. Google spreadsheets all the way.
I'm sensing an intervention coming in, and I'm not sure if I'm ready for it.
Also, shout out to Masha. She sent us a really great message on our episode about can millennials retire early, which actually was very popular. You guys liked that. She said, I agree, financial education is everything. And you know what she shared? She said, my intention this year has been my financial education year. I'm so happy I stumbled upon your podcast. Isn't it crazy how manifesting works? Which is amazing because we love manifesting and money. So I love that. I think it's true. I think when you know what you want and you put it out into the universe, it comes back to you. And speaking of manifestation.
At our manifestation group, we met Andrew, who listened to our most recent episode and let us know that he has started listening to Die with Zero by Bill Perkins. This is one of my most favorite books. I think when we talk about FIRE, financial independence, early retirement, we talk about that rabbit hole of aggressively saving and investing, but we forget that we don't live forever. So sometimes it is good to spend our money to do things when we need to do them.
Let us know if you have any thoughts on this episode. Are you already a Byron Katie fan? Did you do the exercise? Buildawealthyspirit.com. You can shoot us an email from there. You can leave a comment. Leave a comment. We love it. We want to hear.
Oh, please. Yes. We want to hear those examples.
If you want to share your full example, if you're open to that, definitely share that. You know us.
Honestly, if you want to share it, we could potentially do an episode on your example with you.
Ooh. I love that, Tammy. Buildawealthyspirit.com.
And most importantly, be sure to join us next time as we put down the rule book and rethink the status quo.